How has it been for the family with this person out there still?
I think it's been the most difficult time of all our lives so far as a family. Time seems as though it's stopped, and nothing seems to have progressed since that last interview.
It's been pretty surreal, really. You think that it's happening to somebody else, and then you wake up every morning and realise you're still living the nightmare. It hasn't gone away.
No, and particularly on a Friday, as we've mentioned before, we find ourselves picturing him walking down the road. Why did he cross the road when he normally didn't? Was there something that he'd seen? Was there somebody there? Had he anticipated that there was going to be a problem? You know, there are so many questions that not only the police have got, that we've got ourselves, and it would be just the decent thing for whoever to search in their conscience and just think, well, actually, I could help that family in some way.
I mean, how does it feel, the fact that no one's come forward yet?
Well, it makes you wonder why they haven't come forward, because it could have been an accident, and we could deal with it being an accident. He was a frail man, he could have fallen over. But the fact that they didn't stop makes you wonder why they didn't stop. There must have been a reason for that. And my big concern is the fact if they can do it once, they could do it again. And I would hate somebody else have to go through what we've been through in the last 8 weeks. We need to find the person who did this to stop them from being able to do it again.
And it's not only the person who's done this, but there are we people out there who know the person who's done this. Yeah. So we're appealing to them as well to search their consciences and just think, you know, that they're not doing this person any favours, and by protecting them.
Yeah. And the next time it could be their daughter, son, dad, you know. You just don't know, and we need to stop them from being able to do it again.
I don't think there'll ever be like a proper closure on this, but we just need to be able to move on, because at the minute we are just stuck in time.
Yeah. I mean, has it made it harder on the family, the fact that you don't know who did it, or that they haven't come forward?
Well, it has, because the whole process of somebody passing away and being able to have a funeral and grieve has all been protracted, and it's just not the natural way of the things normally happen.
We feel like we've been through the whole thing twice, because we couldn't bury Dad for over a month. So when we were allowed to bury him, when the coroner released his body, it just felt like we'd learnt he'd died again, and it all started again.
And then obviously with the appeals to the public, every time we do that, all of your emotions and things are stirred up and memories again.
I just said, I know you put a message in there for the driver. Could you just, you know, sort of repeat in your own words, you know, the message that you have for the driver?
Yeah, search your conscience. You know you've done something wrong. Please come forward and contact the police.
Please do the decent thing and help us come to terms with what's happened.
He's a real character, and I think that was reflected in the funeral service that we had, that there was as much laughter as there was tears. He was well liked and a very decent man and popular.
And he'd gone through an awful lot of illness and stuff, and he'd survived all of that, and he'd fought it all with everything he had, and then to be taken away like this is just so tragic. But he was, everybody had such fun stories to tell us at the funeral, so that gave us a bit of comfort.
Somebody said he'd have loved to have been there.